Good morning, my dear sisters and brothers. During the time of Christ, hired workers remain in the marketplace. What is the main reason? The marketplace mentioned in the parable is almost equivalent to an employment office or agency today. The workers who were standing at the marketplace were there waiting to be hired or to be employed. Those who are waiting idle in the marketplace all day and had nobody to give them the opportunity to be productive were not lazy people who did not want to work. When asked about the landowner why they were idle all day, they said, "No one hired us." It is now the issue of unemployment around the world because of this health crisis. Now, the basic qualification for employment, you must have a quality education, skills, and abilities. In our gospel, the landowner at the sixth hour of the morning went out to find a hired worker for his vineyard. After the agreement for the daily wage, he sent them to his vineyard. Leaving around 9 o'clock in the morning, he saw others standing dormant at the marketplace and told them, "You two go to my vineyard and I will give you what is right and just." And he came out again around noon, there in the afternoon, and five, and found others standing. He said, "You two go to my vineyard." When it was night, the owner of the vineyard told the foreman to give their pay, starting with the last and ending with the first one. Look at the strategy of the landowner. Give them their pay, starting with the last one and ending with the first one. There are three important points in our gospel. First, stop complaining about God's generosity and supreme goodness. The owner of the vineyard in our gospel reading represents God. In the parable, according to the landowner, "I intend to give this man who has lost. I am free to do whatever I want with my money. Or are you jealous because I am generous?" First point is stop complaining about God's generosity and supreme goodness. Second point, God is generous and just. He was generous to the last workers and just to the first workers. He gave them not only the opportunity to work in their vineyard, but most importantly, he gave them importance. He gave them not only a means of life, but give them a sense of self-esteem and give them the feeling that they are needed. God is honest all the time God is good all the time. Second point, God is generous and just. Third, be generous like God. When the landowner says, "You are going to my vineyard to work for me," this is a clear picture of God's generosity. He believes in us and calls us to work in his vineyard. The more you give, the more you will receive. My dear sisters and brothers, sometimes we are like the first workers of the gospel. We are selfish and always complaining to God because we are not satisfied with what God has given us and what we have. We always compare and compare with others. Try to give what you have got. Share your blessings as the landowner in the gospel.